my cross is heavy to bear. You know my friend talks about me. I can't find peace anywhere. I'm tired and worried, sick and sad. Lord, my heart's heavy laden and I'm feeling bad. I know someday I'm going away and I'm going to heaven to stay. Well,
tell the angels I'm on my way.
Tell the angels
I'll be home someday.
Tell the angels
I'm on my way to glory up there, I'll tell the story.
Tell the angels
just to make more room.
Tell the angels
I'll be home soon.
Tell the angels
I'm on my way to glory, I'll be up there to stay.
In this world I'm oppressed and I can't find happiness. Here I'm so distressed, my soul can't find any rest. Sin and sorrow, yeah, often be tied, Lord. Enemies standing on every side. It's joy for me, I know in store to the land to which I go. Well, tell the angels
I'm on my way.
Tell the angels
I'll be home someday.
Tell the angels
I'm on my way to glory up there.
Tell the angels
I'll be home soon.
Tell the angels
I'm on my way to glory, I'll be up there to stay.
In a few more days my work will be done. In a few more days my race will be won. In a few more days my battle will be over. Then I go marching, yeah, to that celestial shore. Yeah. You know I wave farewell, yeah, and say goodbye. In a few more days, I'm gonna wipe weeping eyes. In a few more days, I'm gonna lay my burden down and tell the angels, give me my crown. Yeah. Well,
tell the angels I'm on my way.
Tell the angels
I'll be home someday.
Tell the angels
I'm on my way to glory up there.
Yes.
I'll tell the story.
Tell the angels
just to make more room.
Tell the angels
I'll be home soon.
Tell the angels
I'm on my way to glory, I'll be up there to stay.
We're grateful, our Father, for all who are gathered here today to give praise and worship to you. You have blessed us in so many ways and continue to do so day by day. Thank you, Lord, for how you have continued to encourage us, to help us, to strengthen us in our weakness, direct us in things we don't fully understand. Thank you for this privilege, dear Lord, of being right here standing. And I'm praying that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in your sight. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for dwelling in the hearts of those who are gathered. And should there be someone who has not yet made a decision to become a member of your family, I pray that understanding will come. Minds and thoughts will be changed, and then the person will be changed. Thank you for all that has been said, all that has been done, and for the gathering at the altar, Lord. And thank you for the one who was leading us in that prayer time. And as I bow before you right now, Lord, I really do pray that the words of my mouth that will be spoken will be what you would have me to say today. Thank you now and praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. I thank God for the privilege of being here today and all that has already been done in study time, prayer time, fellowship time. And I thank you for the privilege of allowing me today to share these few words that are before me. The title of the message follows that which has been read, Building on Our Faith Foundation. Building on Our Faith Foundation. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Satan is out to kill, steal, and destroy, to bring sadness away from gladness. But thank God that God loved us enough that he has made provisions for our lives, both in time and eternity. Thank God for the fact that it's not us that's doing the building, it is God who's building on our faith, which means that we must be faithful. Study the Word of God, discuss together with other members of the groups we're in, as have been done in Sunday school, building on our faith foundation. Other foundation can no man lay that's laid already, but Jesus took care of that. It appears to me that many church members believe, or at least seem to believe, that when a person is baptized, their life is immediately completed. But it is not. There is change. So many, as they make a mistake or behave the same as before baptism, we seem to really be ready to write them off. We need to remember that when a child is born physically, they don't show maturity. When a Christian is born again, they don't possess maturity. We have to keep on praying and keep on studying and do all that is required of us to grow in grace and in the knowledge. I've been serving God a long time. Thank God for that. But I have not reached perfection yet. So don't expect me to be perfect. I'm not expecting you to be perfect, but I think that when we come into the house of God to study the Word of God, we should take it seriously. 88, I think I saw in Sunday school this morning. But we really need to study ourselves approved to God by studying the Word of God. Also, it's important that as we gathered at the altar, we are able and privileged to cast all of our cares upon Him because He cares for us. And no one ever cared for us like Jesus. You do know that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son that we might believe in Him. What a privilege that is. I'm talking today from 2 Peter 1:1-11. It was so clearly read. But I want to consider, go back to chapter 2 Peter 1 and just give some thought. First of all, in chapter 1 is written by Peter, tells us how to be saved, number one. How to be saved, that's chapter 1. Okay, and verses in 1. He said that the Holy Spirit has been at work in your hearts, cleansing you with the blood of Jesus Christ and making you to please Him. May God bless you richly and grant you increasing freedom from anxiety and fear. And here's what he says. And honor to God, all honor to God, the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is His boundless mercy that has given us the privilege of being born again. The privilege of being born again. That's how to be saved. Then it talked to us about how to be sure in the succeeding verses. For it is by His mercy that He has given the privilege of being born again, so that we are now members of God's own family. Now we live in the hope of eternal life because Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. How to be saved, how to be sure. I hope that everybody under the sound of my voice today is that we are saved and that we know that we are saved. Amen. This one thing I know, that my life has been changed because of what God has done in my life. How to be saved, how to be sure, and in the latter part of this verse, 4, how to be sanctified. Let me read it. God has reserved for us, for His children, the priceless gift of eternal life. It is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. What a privilege. It is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond reach of change of decay. God has certainly blessed us. Jesus' sacrificial death to make sure that we are able to come back into the family of God and be born again. So therefore, I want to talk building on our faith foundation. First of all, you can't build on the faith foundation unless you have been saved. You can't be satisfied with this if you aren't sure. And it can't be evidence if you're not sanctified. So thank God for all that is involved in this text that is before us right now. So there are four things that I want to say. First, we must believe, but also behave. And in verse 1 of chapter 2 says, and beside this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue. We must have a belief that behaves. We must have a belief that behaves. How can people know that you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and that you are a child of God if they cannot see a difference in your life? That's why we are told to let our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Amen. I'll tell you, when we talk about virtue, we talk about goodness, morality, righteousness, rightness, all of this. We must continue our growth in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Every day of our life, we should, if we have the opportunity and the possibility, is to stay in the Word of God every day of our lives. Make sure that we are studying. Next verse. Moreover, we must not only be patiently, but also patently godly. And to patience, we are to add godliness. Carries the idea of loving such things as are pleasing to God. Loving such things as are pleasing to God. I know this song said, I am satisfied with Jesus. He has done so much for me, but the question comes to me, as I think of Calvary, is my Master satisfied with me? God loves us despite the fact that we have not been everything we should be, done everything that we could do. He is enabling us to improve upon who we are, what God would have us to do. It is vital. It is necessary. It is certainly a blessed decision to make in all of our lives. Add to patience, godliness. Can't fix everything in one day. Amen? Find patience. Put up with the challenges that are before us and continue to study to show ourselves approved unto God. It carries up the idea of loving such thing as well as pleasing God. I want to think about that. So I am satisfied with Jesus. He has done so much for me. What has he done in your life? What does he continue to do in your life? It is only by the grace of God that we can become who God would have us to be. Thank God, grace is amazing, but grace is sufficient. It's available to every person. Amen? I don't care what you look like. I don't know what neighborhood you live in. Amen. But God is always on our side. Lord have mercy. I like this godliness because more and more like Jesus is the possibility for every one of us. But we have to do it on the basis of his plan. And on the basis of his plan for us, I think about this every day of my life. God so loved the world. And I think about the conditions of the world. It doesn't say God so loved church members. God loved the world. You understand what I'm trying to say? I mean, we know there's hatred in the world. There's all kinds of situations going wrong in the world. But in spite of the conditions and behavior of people today, every day, every day, every year, God still loves the world. I'm glad he loved me when I was a child, loved me when I wasn't doing so well, loved me when I didn't behave like I should have. He still loved. God so loved the world, so much so that he did something about it. I hear a lot of folks talking about loving the church and loving this and loving that and don't do anything about it. You're not showing much love if you're not doing anything. We ought to be doing the best that we can. Amen? The best that we can. But God has shown love for us like nobody could possibly have done. Only him. He loved us so much that he gave the best that he had. And that was his son. His son came and gave his life that you and I might have life. Amen. In addition to being more overly patiently, Lord have mercy, we must not only be holy, but also helpful. It says that to godliness, brotherly kindness, we'll do something. All believers are members of the same family. We should be kind one to another. And the final point that I have in this text today, finally, we must not only be liberal, but also lovable. Not just liberal, but also lovable. To brotherly kindness. Amen. Brotherly kindness. The word charity carries the idea of the highest kind of love. I know I'm not perfect. I haven't met too many folk that are perfect. Yet. I haven't met anybody yet. Got quite that far. But I know one thing for sure. I'm so glad that God loves me and that he has loved me and shown me how important that it is to be kind one to another. We don't have to go around with negative attitudes. We don't have to look down on somebody who we're looking up to ourselves. We ought to care for one another. We ought to have this kind of brotherly kindness and find charity. And this charity refers to the highest kind of love. If anybody ought to love, it ought to be the people of God. Amen? I said if anybody can love, amen. Certainly and demonstrate love and kindness. That's the highest kind of thing that we can do. I know that everybody doesn't love everybody else, but those of us who are the children of God and born by the fact that Jesus loved us so much that he gave his only son that we might have the life and that we might have it more abundantly, I'm really thankful today that he told us how to be saved. I'm so glad that I can say for sure, amen, how to be sure. I'm sure. I don't know a whole lot of things. But this one thing I know, that one of these days this life is going to be over. And I'm glad that there's already been a preparation for where I'm going when this life is over. Amen. And somebody said, when you've been there 10,000 years, bright as the sun, you'll have no less days to sing God praise. Now we might have a good day today and a bad day tomorrow and a messed up day next week. We don't know altogether about that. But one thing, when we've been there 10,000 years, every day there's going to be joy. Every day there's going to be happiness. Every day there won't be any problems. Amen. Every day won't be no bills to pay. Every day, Ain't gonna be no trouble in our way every day. Not gonna be worried about something every day. I'm not gonna be wondering about something every day. I'm gonna be thinking what's gonna happen every day. Won't be like that, but every day will be a day of rejoicing. You know, I have some good days and I have some bad days, but I'm gonna say goodbye, bad days. I'm doing good days. Lord, have mercy. There will not be no stealing, no killing, no trouble, no fighting, no dangers. It won't be there. Wherever you walk, it's going to be walking in peace. Whatever you do, it's going to be done in happiness. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm so glad that I came to know Jesus, because I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lie down, thou weary one, lie down your head upon my breast. Guess what I did? I came. You see what I'm saying? I didn't sit there looking crazy. I came to Jesus as I was, messed up and all. Lord, have mercy. And I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. Is it all right for an old preacher to be happy in Jesus? I'm happy in Jesus on Monday. Happy in Jesus on Tuesday. Happy on Jesus on Wednesday. Happy, happy, happy. Because I know the Lord. And he knows me. Save me. Love me enough that he gave his only son, that I could believe in him and have everlasting life. I don't know when death is going to come, but whenever it is, it ain't going to be bad. It's going to be better if you are a child of God. I hope you know him today. If you have not already made that decision, please recognize his arms are stretched open. He has loved you, and all he asks of you, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest for your soul. Invitation time in the house of God. Anyone without a church home, the door is open. It's open. The doors are open. It's invitation time in the house of the Lord. Dear Lord, thank you for the love in us so much. In a troubled world, Lord, you can give us peace. When there is confusion, Lord, you can give us correction. Nothing is impossible that we endure and that we have to deal with without help, because you love us and you do for us what no one else can do. Lord, we pray for those that have come forward. Should there be others who come, we invite them to come, Lord. We pray that they'll see the need and realize that the provisions have already been made, that they might be a part of the family that will help us to last when this life is over, last forever. We pray this in Jesus' name. Fear and distrust removes. And we are told in the Word of God to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. He's trustworthy. He won't play games with you. Trust and obey.